Legislation to cap Delaware hospital spending is already facing opposition by the state's powerful healthcare lobby. WHYY's Sarah Mueller has some details.
Delaware is one of eight states paying the highest hospital bills in the U.S. Private plans pay more than 300% higher costs than those on Medicare. But legislation would cap hospital prices at 250% of Medicare rates. Bill sponsor Brian Townsend says the goal is to make medical care more affordable for Delawareans.
The state of Delaware should have mandated this years ago. We've got to do a better job of keeping healthcare costs down. We can't just keep giving the hospitals a blank check.
The Delaware hospital lobby opposes the bill. The group says it will cause cuts to care and jobs. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.
Meanwhile, New Jersey lawmakers are considering legislation that would impose more safety requirements and state oversight of scrap metal companies. WHYY Sophia Schmidt has details.
One bill would require scrapyards to install fire suppression systems that can be operated remotely. The other would require the State Department of Environmental Protection to regulate the businesses as recycling facilities. Camden resident Gary Frazier testified before an assembly committee Monday that he wants to see more safety requirements for scrap metal recyclers like the one owned by EMR in his city.
Camden's not a dumping ground, and we are tired of that. These are our residents and our children, and we want something done about this. EMR has to be held accountable.
In a statement, EMR USA's CEO said the company supports the bill requiring fire suppression systems, since its Camden scrapyard is already installing one under an agreement with the city, and this bill would force similar scrapyards to do the same. The bills were voted out of committee Monday and would need a vote by the full General Assembly and State Senate before they could become law. Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.
Power outages are an issue this morning in our region following yesterday's storm system. Downed utility poles and trees are reported primarily in parts of Bucks, Chester, Montgomery, Mercer, Burlington, Salem, and Newcastle counties. PECO reports 12,389 customers are without power. Many of those outages are in Chester County. Delmarva reports 2,221 customers without power, and PSE&G reports 8,249. Philadelphia International Airport is hampered by delays and cancellations again. They were yesterday and as well as today. Some are storm-related and others are due to TSA staffing issues. There are 70 delays reported this hour and 23 cancellations. The Philly forecast goes like this. Some bright skies early on and then overcast skies toward the afternoon. We'll have a high of 41 degrees. It's going to be windy, 15 to 25 miles per hour.